It was a good performance on the night from the guys. We obviously didn't get the result, but there was loads of pleasing things about it. I think they enjoyed it, so really looking forward to Tuesday.
Did it give your players the exact challenge that you've wanted them to have to play against senior pros?
Yeah, I think I said before, the Fleetwood game, I thought it was a great competition, especially for us. Other people have their opinions, but we really enjoyed the evening at Fleetwood and kind of pitting our wits against experienced league players, and this is another opportunity for us to. And we know Carlisle are, had a good start to the season and are unbeaten, and it's going to be a really difficult evening, but we're looking forward to it.
Just been asking the first team manager the question about is he interested in involving some senior players in this competition who maybe haven't had the minutes with the first team recently, and he said he has to be mindful that this is a competition for the under 23 team or for under 21 players to get the development that they want. Is that the way the club are seeing it very much?
Well, the manager's prerogative to do what he wants to do on the night, and we just go along with that. But he's been terrific with the young players here. He's really he's shown that if they're doing well enough, they'll get an opportunity. And he takes a real involvement with the games, and so if we go up there young like we were at Fleetwood, great. And if we happen to have one or two who come down and need a game, then that's okay as well. But we know that generally we'll mostly be a young side or a young squad going up there, which is great for us.
How much has it helped in some games already this season that you've been able to have Wes Brown, someone like that, as part of your team? How much do the young lads sort of respect and look up to players like him?
Yeah, I mean, any of the lads who have dropped down for the games, like Wes, Elliot Bennett, or Stokesy, Corey, and they've all been terrific. Really top pros, all of them, and showing their experience. And it goes without saying, when a young centre back's playing alongside someone like Wes Brown, the amount they gain and the amount they learn from just his presence and how he talks and communicates, it's invaluable. So it's been terrific.
Owen Coyle also said to us that he feels that a lot of this team can actually go on to play for Blackburn Rovers' first team, that there are players here who he thinks a lot of. How good a squad have you got at this moment, Damien? How confident are you that they can progress?
I mean, we've got, we know we've got a decent group, but I think we know they've still got a lot to learn and a lot to do in their development. But the good thing about the group is they've all got a terrific attitude, and they know they're not the kind of finished article, any of them, and they know that they keep working on the game and they keep bringing it every day. And as long as they continue with that attitude, they've got a chance. And how many, it's hard to say, but the fact that the group drives each other on, and it's a pleasure working with them every day.
It's important to say as well, it's not just this competition, is it, that the players have had an opportunity. If you look at Scott Wharton's already played at Leeds in the Cup last week, and Darren Lenehan's a little bit more experienced. You've got Connor Mahoney. There's a number of these lads who are playing again. Ryan Nyambi played, didn't he, at Leeds as well the other week. So it's not just this one competition where they're getting an opportunity.
No, I know. And that's what we said about the manager, and that's a good thing for us as kind of the coaches. It doesn't help us if the manager's prepared to give the younger guys a chance. So while Ryan was probably disappointed that he didn't start our game against Norwich at Ewood, 8 days later he played probably 85 minutes for a first team, and that's how close they all are. They all need to realise that you're never sure when your opportunity will come, and all we keep saying to them is that just have to be ready and just have to be prepared, because it could come at any time. And and I think generally they've all done quite well, and they've all kind of shown that they can cope. And then the other pleasing thing is when they've come back down, their attitude's been terrific, and that's really important, because sometimes it's difficult. I've been there myself as a young player. You get yourself in a position where you're pushing on with the first team, so you're in the squad, but you're not quite getting the games, and you're maybe around the bench, and so you're not playing first team games, and you're not playing 21 games, and that's a difficult position to be in. But so it's important that they do get their games if they're in the round of first team and they need to come back down for a game, that they do that, and so far the lads, you know, who have had the comeback down have been great, and that's what's really important, and we wouldn't have it any other way. We know that's the characters we have, so it's been a, you know, a good start of the season for us.
Just finally from me, do you sense Carlisle are the sort of team, and maybe every team that you'll come up against, a senior team that'll say, we want to show these youngsters that we can beat them?
You know, we've got the utmost respect for Carlisle, and we know that they were at our game against Wolves the other night, so they'll have done their homework on us and paid us respect, and likewise, you know, we've been up to watch them, and we know that they're a really terrific outfit, and you know, Keith Curl's doing a fantastic job up there, and they're unbeaten, and that says everything, because it's a difficult, you know, every team has a difficult start to the season, and the fact that they've went unbeaten is speaks volumes about what they're doing up there. So it's going to be a really tough test, but a great experience for us.